If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. I wasn't going to do an update today, but I need to because I need to share a story that was insanely valuable to me. And I didn't get it on the podcast because it was us talking afterwards. I don't know why I just stood up. But I had Trent Tucker on our Master of Start podcast today. And I need to share a story that he brought up after we were parting ways. He was talking about how you really need to be self-aware enough to understand when you should be handing over your position to somebody else. So what I think is awesome about that is he shared a personal story about when he was self-aware enough to hand over his position on the New York Knicks. He had a player on his team that he thought was an absolute talent. And this individual, he didn't give me his name, because he was being kind. But this NBA player that he was playing with just didn't have the ability to show off his skill set. And the New York Knicks were about to cut him. And on the day the New York Knicks were going to cut him, he actually got injured. So he was put on IR, and the Knicks could no longer cut him. Now, that was interesting because he got a few more days on the New York Knicks. Now, when this player was coming back to start playing again, Trent Tucker actually hurt his ankle. And Trent was explaining that he probably could have played on it, but he actually decided that he would go on IR so this fellow player would have a chance of taking his position. Now, I asked him, I was like, who really does that when they could lose their position for good? And he's like, you know, I was self-aware enough to understand that I needed to give this kid an opportunity to succeed. So Trent went up to this player. Let's just call him Joe. It's too hard to keep trying to say this player, but let's call it Joe. Now, Trent Tucker, NBA legend, played for the Chicago Bulls, New York Knicks, and the University of Minnesota. He went up to this player and said, "All right, Joe, you got this. This is your chance. You have 2 to 3 weeks to play lights out so you can keep your role on this team. This is your opportunity." So Joe took advantage of that opportunity. And Joe played for the Knicks, dominated over those 2 to 3 weeks. And when Trent came back from injured reserve, he went up to the coach and he was like, "You know what, coach? You should keep Joe in. Joe's doing a good job for the team." And the coach looked at Trent and was like, "What are you doing? You're giving up your role as a starter on an NBA team?" And Trent responded with, and I hope this story is making sense, but Trent responded with, "I know my role. And I'm self-aware enough to know that my position is no longer here with the New York Knicks. I'm willing to give up my role for this young kid." And I thought that had to be one of the most unselfish things I've ever heard. And he went on to explain that although it was unselfish in the moment, it ended up coming back and significantly benefiting him. Because the next year, he was traded from or cut by the New York Knicks, And he ended up playing for the Chicago Bulls. And guess who they ended up beating in the playoffs on the way to winning a championship? The New York Knicks. Who would have guessed? He played the same team that he was cut by. Played the same team and the same player that took his position in the starting role. And he beat them and ended up going on to win a championship. So because he was willing to be unselfish and be self-aware with where he was in his career and what role he was supposed to play on a team, he ended up benefiting significantly from that situation. And I had to share that because I just can't imagine anyone giving up a position like that when they know how difficult it would be to get it back. So I think that applies to everything. Business, sports, whatever it is. You have to be willing to sacrifice your own good for other people's. And when you do that, you ultimately will be repaid. I mean that. I truly believe that. And I think Trent's story is proof of that. So maybe today, make sure you better someone's life, even at the expense of your own. And I can tell you, in the future, they will repay you 100-fold. So that's the reason why I had to do a daily update today. Did the podcast. There's an update. Second thing, sent a bunch of emails. There's an update. Third thing that I really want to get to really quick is when you're running a bunch of different businesses and doing a bunch of different stuff, it's no cakewalk. And I guess this is an example of what Trent was talking about with having to sacrifice for others. I am a part of a real estate investing group. And, you know, today was one of those days that you just give things up. Bought presents for them for Christmas, even though we didn't have to. It's like, it's the ability to make people feel important. So we bought presents for them. One of our tenants needed help moving chairs. I didn't expect to have to drive 20 minutes to pick up a bunch of chairs in my truck, drive them back, then empty the whole conference room, and then store it in another one of our locations. But you know, that's a blessing. When you can honestly impact people's lives in a positive way every day, you have accomplished your goal for the day. So make sure, if you want to be successful, if you want to run companies, if you want to be a good employee, make sure you benefit one person's life today and make sure you improve one person's life even at your own expense. It will come back to repay you. Guarantee it. So there's the daily update. Have a wonderful night. We'll see you maybe tomorrow night. Bye.